Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hi, this is Amanda.
And this is Frida.
And we are doing Beautiful from the Inside Out,
Journey to Discover Your True Authentic Self.
So we're kind of carrying on from our last episode, and we thought this would be a really good exercise to help you really connect to your vision and your greater self.
And just to remind everyone, our last show was related to passion and finding your true authentic voice and your calling and your purpose. So we thought that that was a great segue into this whole theme of visioning or visualization.
Frida, why don't you tell me a little bit about the power of visualization?
Sure. So visualization, it's very interesting because I was trying to find a great definition of visualization for our audience, and I heard this great, very simple and succinct definition of visualization, and it's from Dr., I believe her name is Lucia Cappuccioni, and she's the author of a book called Visioning.
Okay.
And it's all about the 10 steps that it takes to, you know, kind of designing your ideal life. And she says that visioning is daydreaming, but with a purpose.
It's perfect. Oh, I like that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes total sense because we all know what daydreaming is. But the operative word or the key word in that phrase is that it's purposeful, right? It's got an intention. And it all goes back to what we were talking about, passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I think, you know, it just helps you with an ultimate level of clarity as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you – so – I was thinking about visioning, and for me, what came up was it's a very right brain exercise with a left brain result, right?
Yes.
And so for our audience, when we talk about right brain, we talk about things that have to do with our intuition, our creativity, things that really are not about judgment or logic, or, you know, the cognitive functioning, right? It's all like your authentic voice, like
a child.
Your child, right, that childlike voice that guides you, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's that spiritual guidance. So with visioning, you have that right brain intuition that calls out to your deeper desires and needs, and then you add to that intention or your purpose, and you can manifest everything that you really want.
Mm. So visioning can be really powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I mean, it's helped us in our own lives, and that's why we want to share that with our audience.
Yeah. The exercise that we're going to be doing today, we have done personally. And at the end of what we're sharing for this visualization exercise, we're going to share a little bit how visualization has helped us. So if anybody had any interest in calling in today, we're going to hold the calls until after this exercise so that it doesn't interrupt anyone's thought process. And I'd also recommend that if anyone is, driving or in a place that you really need to focus, that the replay is always available for you to play it back again where you can be fully present and just relax in the moment and enjoy it.
I agree, Amanda. I'm already in my mode.
Yeah, bro. I'm just, you guys, if after this visualization, if I'm the only one talking, Frida fell asleep.
I've already promised Amanda that I was going to be really committed to this exercise.
She just had dinner. We just had dinner before the call. She had a steak dinner. What do you think my chances are in an hour she's going to be with me?
I know. I'm going to try, Amanda. I'm going to try.
Hang in there for me.
I'm keeping myself peppy. Keeping myself peppy for you. So, yeah, I think we should dive in to the exercise. So, Amanda has this really awesome, soothing voice. So, she's taking the lead, and I'll be deep in the visualization myself.
I'm going to go into my, what is it, Barry?
Your baritone, your...
what's the guy's name? Is the soothing...
The Barry White?
Yeah, Barry White. Put my Barry White voice.
Put out the Barry White.
So, yeah, so I'm going to kind of take it down a little bit, slow it down, and walk you through this exercise. And what I'd recommend is for you to sit down in a place that is quiet, that you can feel grounded, and just clear your mind from the rest of the day and take a nice deep breath. And just allow yourself to be present and give yourself permission that whatever comes up in this process, that just know that it has its own purpose. And just enjoy it and just let it be. I'm going to get started. So I want you to close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. As you take each breath, allow the tension to drain from your body. Let your body completely relax. Notice and release any remaining tension in your neck, in your back, in your arms, and in your legs. Let any thoughts and worries drift away and disappear. Now, notice that you're right beside a large body of water. Beautiful day. There's a boat waiting for you that will take you on a journey. Step into that boat and notice that you're being carried away from the present reality. Face back towards the shore and notice your current life getting smaller, smaller, and finally fading from view. Just let it go. Relax and enjoy the journey. Allow yourself to release any attachment to yourself and your current life. You are free to move forward now, stepping away from your present self, moving towards your future self. You're going to meet and be welcomed by the one you were always meant to be. Notice that you can see something appearing up ahead. It's the place where your future self lives. Notice that the boat brings you directly to the dwelling place of your future self. Take a moment and take in your surroundings. What do you notice about this place? Look around you. What do you see? Who might be there with you? Notice and what is around you. Notice the colors. Notice the energy. Notice how you feel. See the door of the dwelling open and let yourself be in the welcoming presence of your future self. What is it like to be here with them? Go with them to a comfortable place to talk. Your future self has been waiting to have this conversation with you. Ask your future self this question and listen for the answer. What is my next step to becoming the person you are? Question. What is the contribution that you made to the world? Now, ask your future self the questions that have been burning inside of you that you want to ask. And take some time to notice the answers that come up. This question. What is the special name you are called? The one that truly expresses your essence. Stand and face your future self. Take a breath and step into the body of your future self. Look out at the world through their eyes. Notice what it feels like to be in the world this way. How does your future self relate to the world, at your present self, through the eyes of your future self? What do you notice? What comes up for you? Take another breath. Step out of your future self and return to your body. Find a way to thank and honor your future self for their gifts. Now it's time to leave. Leave this dwelling and return to the boat, which returns you back to present day. Come back from the visualization, stretching your body, opening your eyes, and just remain in silence for a moment. Take some time to write your discoveries and your insights. Allow more of yourself to arise as you write, and know that whatever happens is absolutely perfect. And I'm going to give you a moment to put those thoughts down on paper, and then we'll share and talk more about the visioning of the future self. I'm also going to, at this time, give you the call-in number in case anyone wants to share with us what came up in the visioning and what did you see in your future self. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-9397. And take some time and and be quiet for just a moment, I would write, you know, maybe in some bullets or some key factors of feelings that came up for you, the emotions that you noticed, anything unexpected that showed up for you that was different than what you thought it would be, and really embrace that journey. And there's a strong power and connection in writing this down, because when you write it down, you're making it true, and you can hold on to this memory. So I'm going to give you about 2 minutes just to put down some key things . Give it one more minute. To tell you, doing this visioning exercise and living on the ocean, this makes it so much more real. I did this visioning exercise myself years ago, and sitting here and explaining it and talking about taking a boat and going to an island, my window is open, and I can hear the ocean waves crashing as I'm talking. It just makes it so much more real. That was 2 minutes. And Frida, I noticed that you had your eyes closed during the exercise, so I'm curious what came up for you during the vision.
It's interesting because I did connect back to the image that I had when I had originally done the exercise. But this time when I saw my guide was almost before when I had the first experience, my guide was someone so far removed from myself that I looked up to this, like this guide or guardian or future self as if it was like an impossibility, like a distance.
Mm.
And when I saw confronted the future self this time, it was the same image of this wise person, and that's the word that came up for me. But I felt like it was more attainable or achievable, this future self.
Interesting. Why do you think that is?
I feel that I've grown so much in the time that I lasted the exercise and today. So I really had this sense of connection to this future self more than I had ever in the past.
So it's feeling much more alive and possible for you.
Absolutely. And I felt like this time, my guide told me that I was basically halfway there.
That's really reassuring.
It was very reassuring.
What else was different about where you were at before to where you're at now, and not necessarily in the vision, but you as a person?
I believe that what's really changed for me personally is having a more authentic voice and being a lot truer with myself and with others, just being vulnerable.
Mm.
And that's where I've really shifted. And I mean, you know where I was when I first started out in the program, when I first was learning about coaching. And we know that that's the essential, you know, that's the little key ingredient to coaching, is being a person that can be very true and very honest. And, you know, I've had people say, you know, you're just a really authentic person. And I know before, you know, they might have said, oh, okay, you're a nice person, but they wouldn't have used the word authentic. You know, there was always something a little bit guarded about me. And now I just, while I'm still polite, I offer people my truest self.
Mm.
And that's where, that's the distinction. That's to where I need to be to get the things that I want done in life. And so that's where I feel the biggest growth.
What is the gift in being more authentic?
Sharing of yourself, you know, really connecting to people, really communicating. And I think that's the point in our message about our, you know, discovering and journeying to the true self. The true self is not about being blocked. It's not about putting up guards. It's not about, you know, adhering to the judge, you know, the critic, the person inside your head that tells you that you're not good enough. It's accepting your challenges and moving forward and going full stop and really sharing of yourself. When you communicate with people authentically, you get that back in return. And your life is so much richer,
mm-hmm.
fuller, and your experiences in life are that much better.
What have you noticed change in your relationships?
I have really sincere, deep relationships. And I've always been a person that has enjoyed really good relationships. But now there's a give and take. Versus before, I would just, like, give and not really share of myself. Like, I was always ready, like, to hit the road.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say, well, I didn't really invest in them. They don't really know that much about me. I can just leave.
Mm.
And that's very different. You know, when you feel like you're giving, but you're giving your true self, there's an investment there. That's the real difference.
How do you think that... doing the visioning years ago when we did, supported you to get to where you are now?
It's great because we were talking about this during dinner. Visioning helps you to boost your confidence. And how it does that is it allows you to see the opportunities that maybe consciously with your critical mind you'd never think what's possible for yourself.
Mm.
So when you're boosting your confidence and you're seeing, well, hey, maybe I could do that. I could do this. I could do that. And you see yourself as a successful, competent, able person with so many possibilities in front of you. That's where it becomes really transformational, right?
Mm.
Because you're going from a place of, you know, you're coming from below and you're going above. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're above your current circumstances.
Did the visioning, and I can't remember when we did the exercise, which came first. I think the visioning was first. Did your visioning impact your vision board?
I mean, that's a great question. And, you know, I remember the first time that I really heard about visioning. I heard about it when I was a teenager. And I remember one of, like, my favorite comedians, I think it was, like, Jim Carrey at the time because he was, like, on In Living Color.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was, like...
We're showing our age.
Yes. I'm dating myself. But, like, he was such... I'm a goofball. And he was just, like, the king of the goofballs.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, he's really authentic because he didn't care how he looked, how silly he looked, and how off the wall he was. And I was like, he's interesting. So I remember he told a story, and I don't know, are you aware of the story? He wrote himself an imaginary check for $20 million.
No.
And that was like his first paycheck when he was like a movie star.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was, for me, that was like the first really exposure to that, the power of the mind.
Yeah.
And the power of creating your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I remember, like, somehow how in college I started taking a lot of self-development courses, and I did my first vision board, and I remember I was very critical of myself because it was just, like, not right. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't a work of art.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of cut things out, and I just didn't think things, you know, made sense on the board. But I do remember that it, something about it really connected with me. And I remember I became part of, a woman's workshop, and that vision is still burned in my head. And it was always me being this entrepreneur and being this woman that really had it all.
Mm.
And so the connection between that vision board and then the vision board that I did when we were in our coaching class was very similar.
Okay.
So that's something that the audience might want to know, is that even though consciously you might not think this is your reality or even something that you're conceiving, right? Like, it's not something that you're consciously thinking of. But it always comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Your unconscious mind is always throwing out your true God, your true voice. And so, you know, it has become stronger, but it's always very consistent. And, I mean, how would you say your visioning has helped you, and has it really remained the same for you?
I can remember when we did this visioning exercise, and it is just, to this day, crystal clear, and it was so bright and detailed to me that I can tell you, like, the colors in the room. And this is, 7 years ago? There has nothing at all that has changed about who I am, my personality, or my plans for my future that do not align exactly with that vision. And I'm someone who is extremely, extremely connected to the Caribbean culture. I've been this way since I was in my teens. And it's just part of me. And I know that deep in my heart, whether it be, you know, I used to say when I retire, but it's becoming like next year's plan, that I want to move there. And if not there all year, at the very least have dual residency and move to the Caribbean and to Jamaica. In my vision that I had 7 years ago, that wasn't possible then. It was not something at all that I even really thought about. It was like, yeah, when I retire, I'd love to move there. But in my vision, I was still youthful. In my vision, it was a very simple life. And it's funny because, you know, we live in New York. I love Manhattan. I'm kind of like the glam girl, and I always have my nails done and my hair done and all these things. But deep down inside, and Frida will vouch for it, I'm a nature girl. Like,
yes.
I have dragged Frida to these camping trips that were, she was like, what are you doing to me?
Why, Amanda, why?
We stayed in, like, these little outhouses. I even went to one, we didn't stay in the outhouse. We stayed in a house that had an outhouse. I'm going to correct that a little bit. But I even went one time glamping, which is basically like a cabin with no electricity, by myself. Like, I loved it. And one of the best vacations that I ever planned was taking a horseback ride with a medicine doctor in the bush of Jamaica to learn about the plants and how to heal yourself naturally.
You did that?
No, it rained. But
I've never heard this story.
Oh, believe me, I would never stop talking about it if I went. But that my next time I go back, it's on my to-do list. And
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And we were planning on staying up in the mountains and in this little cabin with no electricity and get up in the morning and go fishing with the Rastas at 5 a.m. And I was taking my best friend, and she was really a good sport about the whole thing. It was only one day. The rest of the time we were staying in a hotel. But this stuff just connects to me so deeply.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we talked about having the vision board. I have my vision board still hanging on my wall from 7 years ago. Just about everything on my vision board has happened. And when I think about my future, what seems like at the time was unreachable is very manageable to be in my near future within the next year or two that I could be living there, whether I'm renting or owning or whatever direction it goes. But subconsciously, I have worked all these years to get to where I am today so that I can work from home, knowing that there's not a good amount of jobs and resources for me in Jamaica, but working from home, I can live anywhere. And why stay here when I can live my dream and move to Jamaica? So where my vision is exactly the same that it was 7 years ago, but now, similar to what you said, I'm almost there. It's like I can taste it. Where before it was like, it's my dream, I'm hoping one day to get there, but it seemed untouchable.
So do you feel that the visioning or the vision board just helped you to refocus your attention to that goal, that ultimate goal?
It made it more, it brought it more to the forefront of my mind and increased my awareness of how important it was. I remember in this dream, I'm saying dream, in this vision that I was with my husband, we had children. It was the simplest living. We were in the kitchen and we were cooking and we were just cutting up like fruits and vegetables. And anyone that knows me, like, I love raw food. I get bored with it here in New York. But in Jamaica, like, I when I visit, that's all I eat.
You can imagine it's like fresh.
Yeah. I was in heaven. And so, like, it's so vivid to me that it's like, I can talk about it like it was a life experience.
Mm.
It's that clear. It's almost like I left part of myself behind.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to catch up and get the other half of me.
And it's interesting because it's so part of your identity that even your friends know it. You know, I remember when you told me about this vision, and it's almost like, when you put it out there, and you even put it out there to friends, it's reinforcing that to everyone in your world to have that same belief, you know, that same vision for you.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's something that's different. It's not everybody's dream, but I think that anyone that knows me is fully aware of where I'm going and what my intentions are and very supportive of it. You know, I don't really hear too much kickback or anything like that. And I just think that it keeps me motivated, too, that, you know, rather than, you know, everybody has bad days, whether you're self-employed or you have a job, and rather than giving up, I'm like, well, if I give up, what's the alternative? Go back to work and stay here?
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't follow my dream, and my dream is to move. So, you know, it's just another thing that keeps me on track and keeps me focused.
And how? What other ways do you keep yourself, you know, exploring your, and kind of expanding your vision?
That's a good question. Making it more true, more possible, even researching, you know, and making it so that it feels like it's obtainable. It's not something that's just a fairy tale that I'm just, you know, one of those people that's kind of pipe dreams and they're one, you know, there's people out there that just kind of tell these stories and you're like, oh, there they go again.
Mm-hmm.
But this is more so a plan of action.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point that you bring up for everyone. You know, some people say, oh, visioning, what does that mean for me? Visioning is like Amanda said, another way that you can lock in or explore that awareness, you know, that you have for something that's, you know, your truest maybe desires that you haven't really had a chance to explore. However, and I had mentioned this at the beginning, a little right brain, left brain, what makes it a little left brain is then you take action.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might not be conscious of the actions that you take, but when you have this sense of awareness, it makes it more real for you. It grounds it for you. And then you start taking these little steps in your day-to-day life to get you closer to that vision or goal or dream. So when Amanda said, you know, taking action, there are calls to action that you can take in your everyday life. And so Amanda has brought up a good point at the end, the visioning, which was the idea of journaling. So journaling is great because in that action, you are taking a left brain action, which is you are using the skill of writing, right? So that's left brain. And you're grounding your vision and your thoughts, and you're making them real. So you're anchoring them into reality, and you're giving birth to this new reality. So, Amanda, how would you suggest people just explore this and keep this alive for themselves in their day-to-day life?
You know, even just having the journal, you know, when we end this recording, and whether you're listening to it live or you're listening to it on the replay, take some quiet time and write about this, and write about it like as if you were ready to publish a book. You know, don't give yourself a limit of one page, or get yourself into the flow and talk about it as if it's your current life.
Mm.
And so when you're writing about it as, you know, if you write about it in third person, I feel like you take away a little bit of the power of it, but you write about it as yourself, that becomes your reference point to go back to, and you reconnect to that dream. And from that, you know, you can continue to journal about it, you can talk about it, you can share it, and in a way that supports you. You know, whether you choose to be more private or you choose to talk about it, whatever the case may be, but staying connected to it. And, you know, in the beginning, I think I probably put a lot more connection to the daily vision, but to this day, 7 years later, I mean, like I said, I can tell you the colors in that kitchen. I know it so vividly, and it's because I've replayed that story in my head so many times. And if somebody talks to me about, like, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years, where, you know, what is your goal for, you know, your life and living and so forth, immediately there's really nothing else that I go to except that vision. It's that clear.
Would you say that it has an effect also on your physical being when you go to that vision?
I don't know if it affects me physically, but it does give me more of a level of certainty.
Mm.
And it's not, because I saw it happen, and it's not something that's just a fairy tale story. I saw it. And it's so hard to explain until you've actually done the visualization. But I think for any of the listeners that have done it, I'm sure that you connected to some things. And once you start writing about it and you let yourself open up and be free and really continue to explore the emotions that come up with it, you'll be really surprised at what comes up. And if you feel like you need to do it again, you know, come back to the same recording, and that's why we did this, so you can continue to play it over and over. And
I wanted to share that, too, because, you know, I remember the first time when I was doing a lot more of these exploratory visioning, at times I could connect to a vision right away, mm-hmm. and other times I wasn't.
Right.
So for those audience members that are very new to this practice, please remember, it's a practice. It's an exercise. Give yourself more than just one chance.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's just keep doing it, and who knows what will come up for you.
Yeah.
And, again, you could take a lot of different steps to get yourself to that place. So the use of powerful language, the use of very affirmative language,
mm-hmm.
like I am a leader,
mm-hmm.
I am a business owner,
mm-hmm.
I am a great person, I am a powerful woman, entrepreneur, mother, lover, friend, you know.
That's a good point, though, because on the opposite of it, you know, the power of saying I am, the power of saying I will is a commitment. When you say that I'd like to, I try, I hope, all those things are wishy-washy and you're not committed to it. But when you put yourself as I am, there's nothing else but that. You are that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's affirmative and you're stating that, it's much more clear in your way of thinking, and it's changing your behavior and the cognitive behavior process.
Yes. And, you know, another good point is, along with language, mantras and different affirmations for yourself. I had a friend who told me that she was going through, I don't know, it was like a transitional period in her life. And she had this mantra, the universe is conspiring in my favor. And I love that so much because she had it on her phone, on her cell phone. And I remember that she also used a similar affirmation for finding love. So all these different transformational periods in her life, she would use these really powerful affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And they always manifested themselves. And I always remember that. And so if you want to do that along with your visioning and your vision boards or mood boards, it's just like there's so many ways that you can keep connected to your vision and just get in touch with that subconscious or the true self that lies within.
There's a little girl, I just actually Googled it while you were talking, and she is just the cutest little thing. I don't know if you ever saw her video, but I have to tell you, if you go on Google and you just put in young girl YouTube positive affirmations, she's going to be the first thing that comes up. She is the cutest little girl. She's about maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and she's standing on top of the medicine cabinet in the bathroom, in the mirror, talking into a hairbrush. And she's like, I love my family. I love my life. I am beautiful. I am amazing. And she just is standing in front of the mirror cheering herself on. And she's like, okay, maybe she's not 3. Maybe she's 4. And she just completes sentences. You've got to Google her. She is the cutest thing. If we had more time, I would play it for you. But I don't know how it would come through on the recording. You have to Google her. Just put in young girl YouTube positive affirmations, and you'll see a couple of things come up. I think it says Jessica's daily affirmation. That she's the cutest girl ever. Like, we could definitely learn lessons from her.
It's never too early to start.
No. Can you imagine, like, who she's going to be in 20 years?
Exactly.
Like, I need to know this girl. I need to know where she is and what she's doing. She is the cutest little thing.
So, you know, another way that you can stay connected to your future self is, again, as Amanda had said, journal this down. Take a second, you know, after you've listened to the visioning exercise, the future self visualization, write everything that you got from it down. And just ask yourself, how do you want to further explore this vision? How do you want to keep it alive? Ask your future self what it wants. If it has a name, that might be a way that you can quickly connect to that future self. One of the things that really helps to anchor the future self visualization is really sharing, you know, sharing
absolutely
with a friend. I remember that's why I remembered Amanda's visualization like it was my own, because
I never stopped talking about it.
You never stopped talking about it. And I'm telling you, when you share with people, people become complicit in your whole, you know, your whole agenda, your whole mission. And that's with anything in life. Like when you say, hey, I'm going to be a big star, and you've been telling people just tend to believe you. You know, you've got to believe yourself, and then other people will believe you. So really share this with other people.
And I think share it from, like, the deepest, truest place. Mm-hmm. Because I think that if I had shared it in a meek little, you know, hidden voice, I think, you know, I had this vision, and mm-hmm. I think one day I might move to Jamaica, and you know, and I was all wishy-washy about it, they'd be like, whatever. Nobody would even listen to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I told the story, I was excited. It was like, oh, my goodness, you know what I just saw?
Yeah.
Like, I saw myself, and I was living in Jamaica, and I had this, and I had that, and this is what I was there, and this is how I felt, and this is my energy. And, I mean, like, I connected on every sense that we have, you know. What did it feel like? What did it look like? What was my emotional
state?
What did
it taste like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To just bring in every level of awareness to make it as vivid and bright and, you know, beautiful as I could, and that kept it alive.
Yeah. You have to be bold. This is coming from a place, from your place inside of you that is bold, that is unafraid, that doesn't care what anyone else thinks.
There's no judgment.
There's no judgment. It's just pure. It's intuitive. It's creative. It's bold. It's passionate. It comes from this place.
Mm-hmm.
So when you share it with people, share it from that place. No judgment, no critique, no, trying to make sense of it. It just is what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, look at the things that you do in your life. If this vision rings true for you and it really hits your soul, and for most people I found this really does, look at when you have to make a decision in your life, how does this align with your future self? If it's taking you away from your future self, and that's what you know is your soul purpose and what you feel in your core that you're connected to, then that will help you in making your decisions. If you have to go to the left or the right, you know, and you're stuck, how does it align with what the purpose is of your future self? If it's not going to get you to that common denominator, it might not be the right thing for you.
And remember, there's no right or wrong. You just do it until something feels right.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, is it ultimately going to serve your purpose, which is, you know, serving others. Ultimately, you know, helping others is what we're all about. So I think this is a great exercise, and everyone will get something from it.
And again, I don't think that when you have the vision of your future self, and when I say that I'm clarified and that I understand that next year, you know, this is where I want to be. Remember, I did this 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, I didn't know how I was going to get there. I just knew that's what my final destination was. I didn't have a time on it. I didn't say that, you know, in 2016, this is what I'm going to do. I knew that it was in my future. It wasn't clear yet how I was going to get there. But in the process of, you know, days at work that I hated my job, I knew that having my job supported me so that I can go to school to become a coach. Why? Because coaching was my end goal, so that I can work from home so I can move to Jamaica. When I took additional programs or weekend trips, and I barely ever took vacations, and Frida was with me on most of these excursions, they were all types of classes. And, you know, when they were long hours and 14-hour days and all these different things in my head, well, I know that my end goal is to become a coach and to move to Jamaica. Like, like every single thing that I did somehow pointed towards my end goal. I just didn't know when it was going to be, but I knew it was going
to
be.
And it's all about taking action. And I think that's what people need to hear, is that it's great to have a vision, but then you take those steps in the real world to get you closer to where you want to be.
And I think it's important, as you're taking the steps, to acknowledge them, because with each step on the ladder, you build your confidence. So, you know, you don't look at it and say, 7 years ago, I didn't say, by next month, I'm moving to Jamaica. That would just be crazy. Like, I have to prepare. I'm just not that free-spirited. But, each step of the way, you know, I finish a program, great, and I acknowledge myself for completing it. Or, you know, I have the vision of the area that I want to move to, great, so I acknowledge that. Whatever it is that you're moving towards, that your goal is, you want to acknowledge yourself all throughout the process. And even if you do something, and I just had a conversation with someone earlier today about this, even if you do something and it doesn't work out like you had intended, you look at it, you take the lesson from it, and you do it again, and you don't slide back into a victim mindset. Because then you've lost your power. You can gain your power by taking control over the situation and controlling how you respond to the outcome. We can't control what the outcome is, but we can control how we respond to it.
Absolutely. And I think that's where we have to really, you know, when we change our perceptions, we change our brainwaves and we change our lives. Your thoughts are ultimately your results. So people, really be gentle with yourselves, and also just be very mindful that how you take different challenges in your life, how you react to them, just see everything as a learning process. When you see it as a positive, you know, it's like life is all about how we react to different problems and problem solving. And when we come from a place of not assuming that life is going to be just kind of easy and, you know, problem free, and we see it as, okay, what am I getting from this? What is the lesson? What is the challenge? How am I a better person because I went through A, B, and C? So,
and I think also just to touch off of what you said in the beginning is give yourself permission to fail.
Yeah.
What was it that our teacher used to have a phrase?
Falling forward, right?
Yeah. And, you know, embrace your mistakes and embrace the things that don't work out well. And even from there's that book, The Prosperous Coach, and embracing the hell no's when you ask for something. if you're getting too many yeses, you're not pushing yourself out of your comfort zone enough, and you want to get that hell no, because that means you're really trying. And so don't beat yourself up when you do something and it doesn't work the first time. You just try a different angle and keep pushing forward.
I am so re-energized right now.
I know. Frida did not fall asleep.
were you worried?
I was worried.
I know you were worried when I closed my eyes.
I
sensed your gaze.
I stared deeply at her.
I felt it with my eyes closed.
All I saw was me doing the talking part and Frida snoring. That's what I was prepared for. So I didn't know what was going to happen there.
When I slowly opened my eyes, she was just staring at me.
We happen to be sitting next to each other if you haven't figured that out. We come together every 2 weeks just for all of our listeners.
Yes.
Frida travels all the way from the Bronx and comes to Rockaway Beach, New York, which is very far. You put into New York rush hour.
It's by the beach.
And it's cold by the beach, and Frida doesn't like the cold. But she travels all the way here just for you.
Just for you. The listeners, the faithful listeners. We had a great time. We always have a great time together. This was a great topic. And I'm thinking that the next topic for our show, just in time for the holidays, beginning of the holiday season, is forgiveness.
That would be beautiful. I like that a lot.
Let's do it. High five. We
high five at the end of every show, just for you guys. So October 20th at 8 o'clock is a Tuesday. That's 2 weeks from now. Please tune in, and you will catch us live. If you have any questions and you want to talk to us about forgiveness, we're going to be giving lots of tips, lots of ideas, and really support you to get ready for this holiday season. I also want to let you know about our next show on the network. Next show is going to be on the 12th, which is on Monday, and that is called How to Raise
the Confidence Level of a Challenging Teen.
That's a great topic.
I think so.
I think we need more of that. So we had a great show, and
we will see you or hear you or you'll hear us
in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.